Blackstone Audio presents Variable Star by Robert A. Heinlein and Spider Robinson. Dedication. For the women without whom none of this would have been necessary. Bam, Evelyn, Ginny, Jeannie, Amy, Terry Luana, Ruth, Kate, and Eleanor. Editor's Preface. In Robert A. Heinlein's Stranger in a Strange Land, there is a story about a Martian artist so focused on his work that he fails to notice his own death and completes the piece anyway. To Martians, who don't go anywhere when they die but simply become old ones, the burning question was, should this work be judged by the standards used for art by the living or for art by the dead? A similar situation occurs here for one of the first times on this planet. This book is a posthumous collaboration, begun when one of its collaborators was 7 and completed when the other was 17 years dead. Spider Robinson discusses this at length in his afterword, but a brief explanation at the start may help readers to better appreciate what they're reading and to decide by what standards they should evaluate it. After the passing of Robert Heinlein's widow, Virginia, in 2003, his archivist-slash-biographer discovered a detailed outline and notes for a novel the Grandmaster had plotted in 1955 but had never gotten around to writing, tentatively titled The Stars or a Clock. Heinlein's estate executor and literary agent decided the book deserved to be written and read and agreed that Spider Robinson was the only logical choice to complete it. First called The New Robert Heinlein by the New York Times Book Review in 1982, Robinson has been linked with him in the reviews of most of his own 32 award-winning books. The two were close friends. Spider penned a famous essay demolishing his...